doing dishes. Yes. Can I stay fit while doing dishes? I certainly want to. So I have some tips for you while I do them. And you might hear the water in the background, because I also noticed that the microphone that I bought that you heard me talking with is not great, at least not in my opinion. I don't know what you think. Let me know. You can always DM me at Monica Ciancio on Instagram. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about everything. Of course, with kindness, we can always communicate. And my point is that I'm here just holding my phone with no microphone and actually getting back into my kitchen and finding a way to make doing dishes or dishwashing, something that is not that boring, because I created a method called Fit Clean precisely when I clean the floor, I clean the windows or the walls. I'm cleaning everything right now. And the mirrors in my studio and the books that I have to really, really clean. Anyway, so many things that I love to clean. I love to organize. I like to have everything impeccable. And thank God today I have some help in the yard. And I decided to do the dishes that are accumulating a little bit too much. And I've done most of them already. But I was like, oh my gosh, I should really share with my friends who are interested in learning how to stay in good posture. That would be my first tip. What is good posture? That is something that I really can't show you just on the podcast without the video, because there's so many ways. And I was taught to actually bring my hips forward. And I did that all my life until I had something that I talked about in a previous episode. And so for women, I do not recommend bringing your hips forward, because I did that for years and decades to the point where I actually injured myself. And, you know, I was just doing the thing, you know, like I learned in ballet to have great posture. And I was not only tightening my butt and my legs, which we can actually do, but I was also bringing my hips forward, my pelvis back, and it really created a problem for me. Therefore, you know, from my experience, I'll tell you not to do that and not to just follow blindly any posture that anybody gives you. In my case, I was just a child. I didn't know when I was 8 years old. And from there on, I just kept on doing it, actually tucking my tail all the time, which is not natural for men nor women. And in my case, as a woman, I want to stay very healthy, very natural. You see, you can hear the water in the background. I'm rinsing this. And I do need some kind of tripod to place the phone so that I can just be hands-free and tell you all the things that I'm using. For instance, I love to keep my butt tight. Okay, I created GluTab, which is glutes and abs, as an instructor in all the gyms. And that was a long time ago also, but I'm just telling you a little bit of my history. And in GluTab, mostly we did all the exercises that you probably know to have a great butt. That include, yes, squats and lunges, but mostly on the floor to do all these kicks with your own body weight, with elastics, with dumbbells, you name it, all the resistance that I could think of, so that you have this strength and the tone that we want, right? We want to have tight butt, don't we? And so the rest of the time when you're not actually doing GluTab or practicing some sort of discipline that tightens your butt, that could be skating, could be going uphill, could be some sorts of bike riding. There's so many ways to tighten your butt. Just going up the stairs is one of the best, I would say. That's like my number one go-to when it comes to doing that. And so, you know, right now I'm not doing that stair climbing. So I'm like, I want to keep my butt tight, you know, not just when I exercise. Actually, I want to keep it all the time as much as I can. Not when I'm sleeping, but you get the picture. And when I'm standing, what I'm learning is to do the tightening of the glutes. Yeah. So it's like an isometric. It is an isometric contraction of my glutes, of my legs. And that contributes to a better posture. In fact, I feel not just the gluteus major and the quads or quadriceps, but I also feel, I wouldn't say the work of the hamstrings that much, to tell you the truth, when I stand. In fact, I have my feet facing out like a Like a first position of ballet, precisely. Okay, you could do a second position of ballet. It all depends how you like to stand. And when it comes to training people individually, which I love to do, because every person is different, it's like depending on how you want to stand, I also recommend so many things, but one of them is to have like a step. You know those steps that we use at the gym? Okay, to have a bench, a stool, something that is a little higher. I'm looking for it right now to use it myself because I wasn't using it in the moment that I decided to do this recording and actually share the real life fit clean, in this case, doing the dishes while keeping good posture and while having something great for your back. Because most of the time, if we stand too long is all relative for everyone, right? Maybe if you stand an hour in the same position, you're going to get back pain. Most of us do. So find a way to have one foot up, one foot down. That is something that really, really works. It really releases the stress on your back, especially your lower back. Erector spinae are the muscles, but they get tired too. Maybe they're not really worked. Oh my gosh, I'm looking around for this. Where is my step? Okay, I can't find it. Forget it. But it's something that I love to use. In fact, many times I have it in the kitchen precisely because of that. Doing dishes and even cooking. Whenever I'm standing, I love to have it. Right now, it's kind of lost. Somebody took it. Where is it? Hello? Okay, I'll use something else. You see, you can use a pile of books. You can use a pile of something. Let's see what we can find here. You know, find a way, maybe a box, but it has to be something sturdy so you're not, you know, squishing something. Not a pile of bananas, which I have many of, by the way. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I can't find it. The step, something on this studio. Yes, there's many ways. You know the old yellow pages, the phone books? Those are perfect. I used to use those all the time, even for my videos explaining. So what I'm going to do out of these two boxes that I said, I've got to clear these two boxes. And that was some time ago. You see, I say I like everything clean, impeccable, and well organized. It doesn't mean I have it like that all the time. I'll just do something else. And I haven't possibly, oh, I know why I haven't done it, because I haven't planned for it. I haven't put it on my calendar. I haven't really scheduled it. And that's why I haven't done it. And that's what happens with our goals, with our dreams. They become nothing if we don't do them. So we really have to make time for everything that is important to us. And for me, this is important. So you see, I just learned a lesson. I'm definitely going to organize these boxes. And I took them out for a reason, to have them like in the way. It's like, do it, Monica. And I hadn't done it until today. Today, I am going to dig in and actually do it. And now I feel like I have a commitment, not just with me, but with you. Although that brings me to the point that whenever it comes to our exercise, our good posture, our plant foods, our attitude check, everything that we do for our health and fitness must be done even though nobody is watching, you know? Integrity, that's one of the definitions that I found to be very helpful. It's like do the right thing even when no one is watching. And that could be just picking up the excrements of the POO, just like we talked about that in other terms of our gut microbiome. In this case, it's like you pick up the POO of your dogs when you're walking them, even though no one sees them. You see what I mean? And that is a definition of integrity. Definition of being integrous is also just doing what you said you were going to do. And that's it. So I always have many things that I have done. And I'm very proud of myself this week because I have followed through. I have been quite nice or kind to myself. And I could give you a long list of things that I really appreciate instead of, you know, doing the thing I used to do before, which was always be criticizing me and everything and everybody else. Now it's like, no, let's be appreciative. Look, you got all this done, Monica. Oh my God. Yeah. So acknowledgement is key, as well as more demands for later. And there's always things to do. No matter where you are in this self-development journey, this health journey, this, I don't know how you want to call it, maybe going vegan. I wouldn't call it a journey. It's just a decision. But anyway, in this process, because I have a process that may take 9 steps in order for you to actually take care of yourself from the inside out, which is what I sell. And if you're interested, you know what to do, DM me. Yet when it comes to little things like doing the dishes, we are still in the process of doing that. And there's always more. It's like, don't think that you're ever going to be perfect. Nobody is. And I was surprised. It's like, oh my God, I've been studying this for so many years and I still make these mistakes and I still get these negative thoughts. We all do. Relax. It's just a matter of redirecting them, changing the thoughts we think, and actually believing new things that are actually useful for us. And that's true. And that's true for me, even right now where I'm kind of feeling bad because I didn't find the bench. But you see, I found a chair and I'm adjusting it so I can actually put my knee. That's the chair. I'm putting my knee on the chair, and that also gives me a relief on my back. And then what I do is that I change sides as I do the dishes. So I'm going to turn on the faucet again. Let's see, where can I place the oh, I haven't found, I haven't, oh, I know where the tripod is. My favorite tripod is right here, and it has the adapter for the phone. Here you go, so that I can be hands-free while I tell you what you can do. So many ideas that come up. Okay, I've already given you a few, which are to actually isometrically tighten. And you can tighten your arms, too. You can tighten your abs, since I'm the abs and, you know, from the inside out coach. And I changed the title for people to understand, because I think that a lot of you guys thought, oh, the abs, that means it's all about abs being ripped and defined and having this level of fitness that is practically impossible. No, I'm not talking about that. And I'm adjusting the tripod, so just a minute. Bear with me while I extend this. Although, maybe it's not necessary. I'll just keep it like this. I'm not making a video. Maybe next time I'll show you how I do the dishes. Okay, so I'm hands-free. I got my chair here for my posture, and then we could do like a recap if I remember all the things that I told you. But you can always do isometric moves to tighten any part of your body that you want. And of course, I'm using my hands. Okay, here I am washing this Pyrex. That is going to be great to make my potatoes, baked potatoes. So we are going to talk a lot about nutrition as well. So you could be eating something nutritious as you do the dishes. In this case, I'm not eating anything because I'm doing the intermittent fasting. And I'm still not even hungry. Usually I just eat when I'm hungry, and that works. That's very, very great for me. So I'm done washing the Pyrex. I had already put soap on it. And if you have biodegradable soap, even better. So we've got the Pyrex ready for the potatoes and the veggies that I'm going to be baking very soon for my dinner. For our dinner, actually. It's great to share things that everybody loves. Who doesn't love some yummy baked potatoes with veggies? And yes, other people may not be vegan, but they still enjoy my vegan food. And here I am washing another Pyrex, okay? And this will be for something else. And so here I am tightening my glutes. I decided to be in this turned out position, and I feel the actually the adductors. It's different, okay? Remember, adductors, ADDUCTORS are the inner thigh muscles, basically, that help us do some moves like, you know, I can't show you right now, but like to kick, you know, basically they move and they contract when you bring your leg to the center from the outside. And when you do the opposite from the center to the outside, those are abductors. They're different, ABD. Abductors are a part of the glutes, so gluteus, medius, and minimus. We could also work that, but let's start from the basics. Basics for me are having a really good posture and making sure that I don't have any kind of back pain. That's really important for me. Okay, as I wash all these amazing,
how would you call it, flatware and spoons and knives and everything that I've used for the past 2 or 3 days, I just kind of rinsed it and left it in the sink. I'm not really recommending it. I know it's best to have everything done. I'm not like the best, how would you call that? I mean, I'm really good at many things, as you know, and I have my specialties, and you know, I've been very successful in what I've done, you know, in my career and everything, but like, I don't think that I'm an example of how to be the best housewife at all. Even though I had such great examples, especially my grandma, Mimi, had everything impeccable all the time, and wow, but a great example. So I know how to do it, and I sometimes, I would say follow her lead and follow her example. But the point is, today it's quite messy, and you're hearing the messy. You're hearing the sounds of the messy, but you know what? Do it messy, do it dirty. The important thing is that I'm doing and I'm cleaning, I'm organizing. Here's some measuring cups. I know I made a cake 2 days ago, and so that made a bigger mess. Not because the cake is very complicated. It's my favorite vegan chocolate cake. If you're interested in the recipe, also DM me, because I want to get to know you. I want to know who's listening, and I want to know what you want me to talk about. Basically, I have a chair right here, okay? I'm moving it, and I'm still having my knee on it, on the seat of it, so you can imagine. But the other way is to have your foot on something else. Anyway, so also somebody is outside and there's somebody else is coming. So I've got to be ready. I think I'll take it around 10 more minutes and tell you more things that may be very valuable for you. You could be drinking some delicious herb tea like I am, you see, while you do this. And so that way you stay pretty healthy. Here's my tea. Cheers to you. Yummy. This tea had some coffee in it, and then I'm making another pine tea. I love having like ginger coffee. This one has thyme, and I'm always making a variety because we're supposed to, as you know, listen to the previous episode on the 18 ways to have an optimized microbiome that, you know, our gut thrives when it's a big variety of fruits and fruits. I said plants in general. So, excuse me. I make a lot of variety when it comes to my teas. Okay, I just add all the different herbs that I can find and the new ones that I'm cultivating in my yard. There's a plate and another plate. Okay, two plates that are gonna be washed. And yeah, amazing. You go. So fun to do this. Amazing. So fun. So I'm still adding soap to all this. This soap is not biodegradable, but I use as little soap as possible. I'm drinking my tea. You could be having, let me get it out of the fridge. This is another idea. Have your green drinks. Okay, so first of all, definitely don't stress your back. Have something as a platform so that you can even either put your foot on it and make a variation, like from one, and then you alternate. Okay, let's say your right foot on the bench or the step, and then you alternate. In this case, my knee is my left knee, and every so often, like, be really mindful and aware of how you are changing your posture in order to take care of your back. I would say that's very vital to most people's daily activities, okay? So when you're standing, maybe in your work, you need to be standing a lot. And so I would say this works not just to do dishes at home like I am. And I'm very, very, very thankful, by the way. Talk about being grateful, which is one of the highest energies that there is in the world. You know, just like joy, gratitude is up there. About as high as it is. I don't know the exact numbers, you can look it up. And so I'm very grateful because instead of complaining, oh, I have to do the dishes, I'm like, oh my God, we ate all this. We are so lucky. We had all this food. So let's be thankful. I don't know where I read it, but something like, instead of complaining because of the dishes, be grateful that you were able to eat. You know, it's not something that I take for granted ever. Every single day when I eat, I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I look at my plate, I inhale it, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. I tend to make really delicious food. And so I'm going to go get the, right now I have 1 handful of soap, but I want to rinse my hands a little bit as I rinse the knives and the forks. By the way, I'm vegan, and we don't eat anything animal in this house.
Yes.
I do use knives to cut the watermelon, to cut the banana in order to freeze them. I use knives for many things. I mean, to cut the fruits. I use the knives to open the brown rice packages in order to feed the birds, you see? So there's, I mean, forks over knives, I understand the concept, but we can use knives and still be vegan. I've been vegan for 13 years, I think I've told you. So it's possible, and to tell the truth, I've never, ever, since I started, felt like I was sacrificing something. No, I did feel guilty that I wouldn't, that, you know, of not having done it before or having recommended dairy to people because I was told that that was a good thing for calcium and that, you know, it's the worst thing for osteoporosis, actually. I have a couple of jars that I might wash right now. But I did want to leave you with some amazing tips that may work for you as you do the dishes. I would say listen to a podcast like mine, okay? Because that'll help you keep you also distracted and or focused. In my case, I'm actually creating a podcast, which is super fun for me to find a way to entertain you and educate you and enlighten you and just, you know, maybe give you some ideas. You might not agree with all of them, but something of what I'm saying might be of interest to you, and you might apply it and you might change your life, you know, just changing your posture. So then I want to talk to you about calves. I'm grazing my calves right now. I'm grazing my heels as I rinse some of this. And when I raise my heels, I work my calves. And I really need to work more on my calves. I tend to forget them. We talk so much about, you know, having tight legs and talk about the quadriceps mostly, or, you know, all that I mentioned before. You know, like our thighs, that's the typical focus. But actually, you know, our calves, our gastrocnemius, and soleus are even more important in a way when it comes to mobility. It's like they support everything. And of course, if, let's say you jump rope, you walk, you're always using your calves anyhow. So, you know, they're natural in our movement. What I call natural mobility, like my natural yogilates, this yoga pilates and natural moves. It's like the more naturally you move, the more you're gonna use all the muscles in your body. Okay, so definitely I'm gonna count to 25 or to 27. And let's say 3, 4, I'm raising my heels. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You hear the, 16. I skipped because I was talking, right? 20, 7 more, 27, I'm lifting my heels and I'm feeling those calves burning now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my God, it feels so good, so good. I want to do 2 more sets of those calves. Ooh, I like it. And come with me, I'm going to the fridge right now to grab my green drink that I made with an herb that I love, and I'm telling the gardener, please do not ever pull this out of my yard. This is, I don't know, you can't hear it, but imagine very concentrated greens in this gotu kola that I'm having. And then we're gonna have cilantro, which is another powerful herb to detox. Okay, so I'm gonna have this, I'm gonna have a couple of drinks. Just imagine me drinking out of the fridge. I have a big bottle here, and I just put the cap on. I'm putting it back in the fridge. So you can have your drink, green drinks, you can have your coffee, you can have anything, you could even be eating, chewing, even chewing gum. Well, the thing is that I don't recommend the sweeteners, and that's where the problem comes in, as you know, most of them. We're gonna talk about those and all the scientific references that we have while I do more calf. And I'm going to give you other ideas of moves that you could do to have those amazing muscles working while you are working. Yeah, while you're working, you could exercise. That's really the point, okay? You can exercise while you're doing the dishes. So fit clean, you stay fit, you stay clean. And I'm almost done, so I'll be right back, you guys, because I told somebody I'd be out there in a minute, okay? Almost there, I'm cleaning, and I'm still raising my heels. And I want to give you a few more tips in order to stay really fit. The next one is about abs. I'll be right back. So I'm back here. I have amazing things to tell you. Like, coaching is so awesome. I just love doing it. Seriously, when you have a life coach, it makes your life so much better because you're always focusing on what you can do next and to your next level. So it's like, yay, very future-based. Okay, so I'm back in the kitchen, okay? Because I was doing the coaching and talking to some people as well. Breathe, Monica. And I know I was telling you about three main things that you can do while doing dishes. Is one, to maintain your posture as best as possible. And I'm going to give you some pointers about that. Number two is to do some isometrics. And three is to actually exercise while you're doing the dishes. So how about we start with the exercises, just because I have some dishes here and some forks and knives and spoons to keep washing. And I'm also boiling some water for more tea. So here I am. Oh, and I was also feeding my dog, Valentino. He is having some delicious, very good food that is based on brown rice and peas. And then I add something that's not very vegan, because dogs are not naturally vegan, but we can be, and we are, according to the theories that I've read. And I know that there's a lot of controversy, but actually, even our teeth are very similar to real frugivores, and we can totally survive on just plant-based food. And as a biologist, maybe not a specialist in evolution, I can tell you that there's so many ways of seeing things, but the way that I have dug in through the rabbit holes of research that are not necessarily commercially exploited, they're not on the news, and they won't tell you that really out loud because it's not convenient for the industries. We can totally be vegan, all of us, if we want to. Yet, the reality is that maybe you're not ready to go vegan, so I'm not going to push you. But when you are, let me know, because then I'm happy. Just like when someone says, I really want to train with you, Monica, I'm ready to go. And I may train them or not, it depends if they're not a good fit, or maybe they are. But I am looking for people who want the whole package, my holistic approach, which is definitely movement that is fit for you, as well as microbiome optimization and mindset that is super important for discipline and success. Most people think that just by getting the motivation and getting the instructor, then they're going to do it for the rest of their life. And I think it's a good idea to hire a trainer or a coach, as I said. It's awesome. I love to have my coaches, and I love to coach people to reach whatever goals they want. And, you know, pushing is something that I love doing when the person is ready, okay? It's like an aggressive kind of coaching. It's very direct, yet it is very effective as well, if you're ready or if the person wants that. I'm very kind right now in my life, kind with myself, with others, and I'm more soft, more feminine than I used to be. I think, you know, I was in sports. I was an athlete. I was a national aerobic champion and other things that I did that were very competitive and very, I would say, feminine, yes, but then were very athletic. And when you that at that point of very athletic, you might run into some excess, I would call it, did I say aggressive? I mean, something like, it's not very sweet, it's not very kind. It's like, go, 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 go. And you can be so harsh with yourself. You can be so critical.
you can be so mean sometimes, and we can all be that because we've been taught also by our surroundings, the ideas that are fed into us. We have been indoctrinated, in my opinion, in my education. And yes, because education means what? Feeding a bunch of information that's not necessarily right. Question everything that I'm telling you right now. Question your own beliefs. Question everything, including your personal, professional beliefs, the scientific beliefs. Anyway, so coming back to science is what I think not necessarily works for you, but I think that we can all do better. We can all do better just being more kind. So even if you are vegan for once a week, just on Mondays, let's say Meatless Monday, you're already making a huge difference to save animals, okay? Animals are my passion. I love animals. I have so many passions, right? But seriously, it's like I gotta do something to save an animal every single day, and to save many thanks to me being vegan. And maybe it seems like nothing in this crazy world, yet it makes me feel good. I feel at peace. And I think that when you're vegan, at least in my experience and many others that I've heard, you become kinder in every single way, and you become softer, and you become more compassionate. That's what I think I have become than before. You know, now I'm not competitive. I hardly ever notice myself because I'm very self-aware. It's like, am I being competitive here? Like, I don't know, 3 times a year or something. It's like, I don't even compare myself, even though I am on social media, but mostly creating. And when people send me a bunch of content, I'm not like checking it out. I really don't have time for that. Unfortunately, you guys, don't get mad at me. You can send me all the things, but I am focused on creating, like I am right now, sharing my story, my experience, and my tips, seriously, on how to get fit while you do dishes, because we might spend an hour here in front of the dishes. I haven't even done these that I told you because I was just thinking and kind of thinking out loud, watching the pot. Okay, so the point is that instead of just getting a pain in your neck or in your back when you're doing the dishes, we're actually going to get fitter. I like that idea very, very much. Okay, so we're gonna exercise by lifting our heels again for our calves. So I'm gonna do one more set of 25 or 27. I'm lifting my heels. You can do this with your feet parallel, with your feet out, turned out like a first position ballet, or like I said, feet together would be like a sixth position. Okay, just imagine I have my legs together and I'm just lifting my heels and keeping my natural back. Okay, so I wouldn't say you gotta squeeze all the muscles at once, no, but let's be conscious of having our shoulders down. So here we're combining the calf exercise as such, which would be eccentric. Okay, we are doing the contractions, right? When we go up, contract, and then we come down, right? Ready, up and down, up and down. While we're doing that, I recommend that we keep our shoulders down, we keep our belly button in, so we can still have flat abs and we can have amazing abs that look good, look attractive, okay, in a natural posture. Okay, we can also get our shoulder blades together. When you do that, you're gonna feel your upper back working. Keep in mind that I'm still doing the dishes and I'm still lifting my heels, and I'm thinking of pointers to give you that are very, very important. So once you've mastered your shoulders down, away from your ears, let's have our shoulder blades together and that upper back getting stronger. And when we have our belly button towards, or navel as we call it in Pilates, towards your spine, then we have a posture that is so beyond the normal and so good to tone our whole body. It's just the posture, I'm telling you. It feels so good for me to do it and be conscious of it in this moment. And there's many other tips, like, you know, actually feel your adductors, you know, like I told you, your inner thighs when you're doing this lift. And you could also feel the inner thighs and the quads, and then, you know, you start tightening up your whole body. Okay, so the next exercise I want to teach you is for your glutes, because I'm the creator of GluteTab, which is glutes and abs. And one of the most important things to do is to do the kick, like I said before, but this time we're going to do it standing, and we're going to do it to the point like an arabesque in French, and in ballet would be arabesque. It's like, or a battement, right? So you kick at an angle and you just separate your leg from the center. Okay, so you kick, tighten, it's isometric, and then you come back, okay? And switch up, contract, and back. And that way, while you're doing the dishes, you're also getting tight glutes. How about if we do 12 on each side? By the way, there's no magic number. You can do 3 sets of 15 or 18, it's about the same. But I would tell you, find a resistance, so you can use a band. I'm not using it today just because I'm doing too many things at once, but maybe I could go to the gym and check out, get a band, and that way I make it harder for myself. And you could also do, let's say you do 8, so we're gonna do 8 on one side. Let's go 8 and 7 and 6. Imagine me kicking while standing. So I'm doing this like back, like it's not tendu, it's not dégagé. It's more like a dégagé because it's not really high. You're not gonna lift it super high. It's just a little kick back so that you can feel your glute there. And 5 and 6 and 7. Exhale when you kick, and 8 and switch. Get it? And now other side, 8 and 7. I'm doing it for sure. And 6 and right. 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. Yes, I could go get the band. But first, let me put away this Pyrex, because I don't have any more space in the two drainers that I have. I don't have any more space to place plates. So I'm actually putting this away in the closet, in the cupboard, you know? That's funny. I turned off the tea already. Here we go. Another exercise that I think is possible to do in an effective way, and you could do not just one set, you could do 2 more sets of 8 with the glutes if you want, is to do something similar. And I could go get the bands. See, I wouldn't be working my arms if I have my hands in the sink. It's not very possible. But when it comes to isometrics, you could definitely tighten your arms. Okay, I was just talking to a friend who wants to tighten her arms, wants to have, you know, strong, fit arms. And I find it amazing that she wants that. And she's motivated. And, you know, most of us want to be tight, want to be looking good. And usually we don't like looking like we're flabby. I think we all have our flabs here and there, men and women. But, you know, like I said, I like to look feminine, so I still have my curves, my fat that I love now. I used to kind of hate it. I want to be all muscle. Not anymore. Seriously. And it's not because I want to be lazy. No, I still want to work my body a lot, yet not get to the point where I'm way too, how would you call it, meg, like too muscle and little fat. A body composition that is good, that is healthy, but not too lean. Okay? And I'm almost done doing the dishes. So I can tighten my arms, and let's say I tighten, tighten, tighten. Let's say your biceps, you know, the front of your arms. Tighten, 2, 3, 4, and release. And again, 1, 2, 3, and release. And you can do the same thing with your triceps, you know, the back of your arms. It's like, okay, tighten, tighten. This would be by stretching. By extending your elbow completely, 1, 2, 3, 4. But it's not easy to do it when you're, like I said, doing the dishes. You know, to tell the truth, most of what I do as exercise and even isometrics is my legs and my glutes when I'm doing dishes or cooking. But I'm always exploring new things. Like, oh, I could actually be doing eye exercises. So I could look out in towards the mountain, towards a tree, instead of just looking closely to my phone or my computer, which is what most of us are doing a lot, and then we're losing our eyesight because of that. And you could do traditional yoga, let's say exercises for your neck, which are quite simple.
Quite simple.
I like my life. I like my life so good. And I'm very, very happy to share this with you. So now you have an idea. I just want to add one more exercise that you could do that is simple. It has some isometrics and also... Uh-oh, my dog is calling me. Hey, Valentino. Let's see if... Oh, he's still crying. I gotta go, guys. I'll be right back again. Okay, so I helped my doggie to get up, and miraculously, he's getting up more often and has more mobility. He went to the front yard at different places besides drinking water, and he went and did his needs, number one, and I'm just so happy for my dog and the amazing nutrition that is working. Yeah, he's 16 years old. You know, that means in a big dog, but he's so healthy, and his microbiome is amazing, I can tell. You know, by the analysis that I do, and so many other factors, but I'm just so happy that he's getting his mobility back. He had lost it completely 7 years ago, and the vets thought that he had no hope, basically. None of them gave me hope, except one that was doing... By the way, I'm going to have to talk to you about Valentino's miraculous recovery on another podcast episode, otherwise you'll think that I forgot that we're talking about doing the dishes, which I finished, and I also took advantage of the fact that I got up, and then I got my elastic bands around my legs, around my, let's see, ankles, yeah, a little bit higher than the ankles, and I decided to share with you three of my favorite moves. So while standing, let's say I'm doing the dishes or talking to you in this moment, what I do is that I shift my weight to just one side, and I start, let's say, with your right leg, which would be my left if I were teaching you right now. So I start doing kicks, and one, and two, front kicks for the quads, three, and four, and switch, and three, and two. You could do all this while doing the dishes and talking to people and listening to a podcast. So I do believe we can do some multitasking, maybe not all the time, maybe not every day, but sometimes when we're really focused, at least it's my experience, even though people may think that I'm not a focused person, I think I'm one of the most focused in the world that I have seen, the most focused that I know of, even though I'm supposedly ADD or ADHD. I don't even believe in that, nor the pills. I think you know that about me. So even if I'm naturally distracted, aren't we all, with a phone in our hands? I mean, just from app to app, and all the apps want to make us addicted to them. Back to the exercise. Now we're going to work the abductors and adductors. So that means I shift my weight again, obviously, to the supporting leg, and then I kick sideways, okay? It's like I'm opening three and four. I love it, and I feel it in my gluteus, medius, and minimus. Yes, and now we're going to go back. Oh, no, first the adductors. That would be crossing in front. For this, I'm going to teach it to you in some of my new videos, although I have previous videos on my YouTube channel at Monica Sancio, where you can actually see how I like to work my inner thighs. So when you're standing, it's still possible, but you've got to be very mindful in order to get a really good workout when it comes to inner thighs, okay? Maybe even get a tighter band around your legs. Last but not least, just for you to have an idea, and I don't think this is going to be the last episode on Fit Clean, dishwashing, or washing clothes, or doing the dishes, is to just kick back. Oh, this is my favorite because I just feel it. And we did it before without the band. So now I have more resistance. And with this added resistance of the band, I can feel it in less reps. You see, so you can do, let's say, four with the band equal eight without the band. Something like that. It's just, I think it's way more. It's like you get a 10x effort just by using the band, and it all depends which band we're talking about. This is an intermediate one. This is a red one, and it also depends on the brand, you know. Anyway, so I'm ready to go now to something else, to my private life, and I'm leaving the kitchen. So Thank you. Oh, by the way, I also baked the potatoes that I told you. So now I have delicious baked potatoes. And even though I love adding olive oil, which is what I added, I poured it before baking even, you know, I still like to add olive oil when it's cooked. I open up the baked potato and then I add some pink salt and pepper, and you could add chili, anything you want, right? Keep it healthy though. That would be my recommendation. But anyway, this potato is so yummy that I decided to eat it without any of that. So just plain baked potato is delicious. And for me, it's like eating cake. It's like a snack. And by the way, even though I'm aware of the glycemic index of it being 100, almost as pure sugar, it's not really like that. It doesn't work that way because it has its fiber. We can talk about that on another episode. So many ideas, for sure. I never run out of ideas, and I decided to make this more natural for me. So eventually, at some point, I'll tell you, yes, it's going to be every single week this day, or it's going to be 3 times a week, or it's going to be, I don't know, 3 times a year. I'm just kind of joking with you. I still don't know what I'm going to do with the podcast, but I just love talking to you from the heart and telling you that I really appreciate you. I thank you for listening. So if you like it, it resonates with you, you got something out of this, please share it with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more. Get physical. Yes, and absolutely stay positive. Did you hear that? Absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do want, what you do love, what is good about things, okay? We got enough contrast in the world, that's for sure. So yeah, let's focus on what we want, not on the opposite. And you taking care of yourself in mind, body, emotions, and spirit, and you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Yay! So it was my joy to teach you some of my favorite Fit Clean dishwashing moves that, in a recap, include holding good posture, exercising, even with a band as we did at the end, and definitely doing some isometrics. So have fun with it. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.